Off the ball. Rugby.
What Joey Barrett has brought to the club, the performances he's had, the punch that he gives, is another dimension on what Robbie's game is. That's the reality.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Hello and welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up, we'll hear from Hugo Keenan as the Ireland fullback sets his sights on the Lions tour to Australia this summer. And with Ireland and Leinster captain Caelan Doris ruled out for up to 6 months, we'll hear from the Leinster assistant coach Tyler Blaindell on the loss of their leader. And what does Australia head coach Joe Schmidt think of the Lions touring squad announcement? More on that very shortly. But first, to the big news of the day, and Caelan Doris has been ruled out for up to 6 months after undergoing shoulder surgery. The number 8 was among the favourites to captain the British and Irish Lions on their tour of Australia, but he was omitted from the squad announced by Andy Farrell last week due to the injury picked up in the defeat to the Northampton Saints in the Champions Cup semi-final. In addition to the major disappointment of missing what would have been the first Lions tour of his career, Doris is now a doubt for his country's autumn internationals. Ireland, who take on Georgia, and Portugal in July, face New Zealand in Chicago on the 1st of November before hosting Japan, Australia and South Africa in Dublin on the following 3 weekends. His Leinster and Ireland international teammate Hugo Keenan was disappointed for the Mayo man.
I have been in touch a good bit with him. No, we're all good for him. Like, he'd be one of my best mates in here. We lived together for 2 years. We get on so well, and we obviously know what a fantastic player he is, but he's an even better person. He's such a popular figure in amongst the dressing room, and is our leader for that reason, for what he does on and off the pitch. So we're good to be losing him. He's so important for us, but I think it means that we've a bit more of a responsibility to do it for him now, really, to make sure that He's lifting that URC up. It might be with one hand at the end of the season, but to do that for him, because it's a tough period for him. With, obviously, I think we can all say that he was going to be on that Lions plane, but it's just unfortunate timing. I think we're lucky to have a good bit of strength and depth in our back row, and some unbelievable leaders in our squad as well, who will no doubt step up now. So that's the challenge for us.
Tyler Blaindell said that the timing of his injury was unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any specifics, but it seems pretty serious for it to be 4 to 6 months. And obviously all really feeling for Caelan, that is never a good time for an injury, but this timing seems particularly cruel. But like you say, for him to get up after the instance and then play on for a bit and have to be taken from the field, you know, quite a while after, I think it just shows that one, he's a really tough, mentally tough player, physically tough player, and he really cares for the club. So, yeah, we're all feeling for Caelan.
Leinster secured top spot in the URC with a routine victory over Zebra at the Aviva Stadium on Saturday. Leo Cullen's men scored 12 tries against the Italians, guaranteeing first seed and a home run in the playoffs as long as they stay in the competition. Attention now turns to Glasgow next weekend at Lansdowne Road. Blaindell is looking for his side to keep their momentum from last weekend.
Yeah, obviously we know we've got the weekend off next week, so we've got another match that we want to continue the momentum. We talked about bouncing up well and focusing on our game against Zebra, and then, you know, the players have even mentioned that in the past it was the match after that they couldn't, or they didn't maintain that level of intensity and performance. So that's our focus this week. We're looking to perform well and play our game well in all facets, and then that's going to build us our momentum heading into the playoffs. So yeah, it was definitely a low energy week after the loss, but then we had our awards ball, we had the Lions announcement, we had a nice performance on the weekend. So it was an interesting week, but I feel like we've turned the page and we're trying to apply ourselves and really focus on Glasgow this weekend.
28-year-old Keenan was selected for the Lions last week, and after suffering a horror defeat to Northampton earlier in the week in the Champions Cup, the Dubliner said it was a mixed week.
Delighted now. It was a strange old week. Obviously, the highs and lows all in one. The disappointment of that Northampton game, and then the delight and sort of honour and pride of being selected on Thursday. It was a bit of a strange day. We finished up training about an hour before it, and I think most lads sort of shot off to watch it at home. I'm living with Ronan Kelleher, so the two of us sat down on the couch at 2 o'clock, and I think we figured that whether it's going to be good news or bad news, we'd be going through it together. Whether it was one, none, or both to be selected, so it was a nerve-wracking sort of hour or so, sort of the anticipation and the build-up. But I suppose to share that moment with him was pretty cool, pretty special. I've been living with him for about 2.5 years now, and he'd be one of my best mates in here. And so yeah, there was delight when the pair of us got the nod, and it means so much to both of us, to our families, our friends, everybody who sort of gotten us to this point in our career. So it was a cool moment, and chuffed now.
Despite having a close relationship with the Lions boss Andy Farrell, Keenan says he hasn't been in contact just yet.
Well, not to Faz necessarily. One or two of the coaches gave me a text to congratulate me. But we're full sort of Leinster hat on at the moment, full focus on that. Focusing on the Zebre game last week, and then into Glasgow now, because we still know there's a lot to play for still in this season. We know how much the URC means to us. How much it means to us to be back in the Aviva against Glasgow this week, and then a home quarter as well. So we're just going all guns blazing into these few weeks, and yeah, full focus there.
Former Connacht head coach Pete Wilkins will join Benetton Treviso as attack coach ahead of next season. The Englishman, who spent 8 years with the Westerners, the last two as head coach, parted ways with Connacht in April. He missed the last four games of his reign, with the province stating he was on sick leave. "I'm very happy and honoured to join Benetton and the wider Treviso rugby family," Wilkins said. "This move represents an exciting new chapter, both for my family and for my coaching career." Munster recorded an 18-point win over Ulster at the weekend to set up a straight shootout with Benetton on Friday. That result means that the men in red are the only other Irish side, other than Leinster, that can qualify for the last eight of the URC. Defence coach Dennis Leamy knows only half the job is.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's only half time in these two games. So we spoke about that afterwards, about it being half time. I think the feeling is, we had a very good training week last week. We put in place certain things that we wanted to go after against Ulster, and I think the boys put their best foot forward. And it wasn't perfect by any means, but we had a good performance. And in fairness, Ulster challenged us. They came at us from the start. They scored a couple of tries, but the boys were really good, really calm, and we stuck to the plan, and we got the job done. So very pleasing from that point of view.
Australia coach Joe Schmidt was impressed with the depth of the British and Irish Lions squad, and thinks the Wallabies will have to play their own game if they are to come out on top in the three test series in July and August. The New Zealander knows many of the 38 players named last week from his time as Ireland coach, but is looking forward to the Lions taking on Argentina on the 20th of June to get a glimpse of the others and have an idea of how Andy Farrell's team might set up. Speaking to Stan Sport in Australia, Schmidt said that the Aussies could come up against an all-Irish front row.
What jumped out at you of the Lions squad that was...
Yeah, combinations. Yeah, you got 15 Irishmen, 12 Leinstermen. You got 12 English. And I think a lot of those combinations... We'll mix and match really well. Obviously, 8 Scots and 2 Welsh, which kind of probably reflects the recent form over the last 12 months. But, I think there's some dangerous combinations in there that will be quite formidable. And whether it's in the front row, you know, they might start with it could be an all-Irish front row. Andrew Porter and Tadhg Furlong with Dan Sheehan in the middle of them, and you got Luke Koundicke or Ronan Kelleher to come off the bench to slot in between them, and it could be an all-English front row that comes on to replace them with, you know, Will Stewart, Ellis
Keynes. And that's the way you do it, is that what you think?
Well, potentially that's the way you do it if you're trying to fast-track things. But at the same time, they do have a good little... kind of run in of those half dozen games, Argentina, and then the games before the first test, to just trial a few combinations to see if they want to tinker with a few things anyway. Mm.
Leicester Tigers have appointed former England and British and Irish Lions lock Jeff Parling as their head coach from next season. The 41-year-old has signed a long-term deal and replaces former Australia coach Michael Checa, who leaves just after one season at Welford Road. Parling, who won two Premiership titles as a Tigers player, is currently an assistant coach with Australia and will take over in August after working with the Wallabies for the series against the Lions. Parling played almost 100 times in six seasons with the Tigers and joins them from Newcastle in 2009 and won 29 England caps. He toured Australia with the Lions in 2013, starting the second and third tests, and also played for Exeter, Munakata, Sanix Blues in Japan and Melbourne Rebels before retiring in 2018 and moving into coaching with the now defunct Australian franchise. He's worked as an assistant coach with the Wallabies since 2020. World Rugby has announced that New York will host the 2030 Nations Championship Final, marking a significant step in the sport's expansion into North America while also pivoting towards the Middle East. The decision aligns with the broader strategy to elevate rugby's profile in the United States ahead of the 2031 Men's Rugby World Cup and the 2033 Women's Rugby World Cup. The Nations Championship, set to debut in 2026, will feature a biennial series involving 12 top-tier teams. The 2030 final is slated for New York's MetLife Stadium, with the possibility of returning to Qatar in 2032, contingent on meeting commercial and media targets. This rotation aims to balance financial incentives with global accessibility, addressing concerns from unions like Ireland and France over Qatar's human rights record and attendance uncertainties. As previously reported on Rugby Daily by Richie McCormick, the financial returns on offer from Qatar are seen as too great for rugby to ignore, particularly by the Southern Hemisphere unions, with New Zealand, South Africa and Australia posting annual losses totaling tens of millions of euros in recent years. Former Scotland and British and Irish Lions head coach Ian McGeoghegan says he's been diagnosed with prostate cancer. The former centre and fly half won 32 Scotland caps, capping them 9 times, and toured with the Lions in 74, winning the series in South Africa and in 1977. He coached Scotland to the Five Nations Grand Slam in 1990, and he led the Lions to series victories as coach in 1989 and 1997. The 78-year-old is currently the consultant director of rugby at Championship Club Doncaster Knights. McGeoghegan told The Telegraph he had just completed a 6-week course of radiotherapy. Appointed as Scotland coach in 1988, McGeoghegan led his side to their most recent Grand Slam 2 years later, courtesy of a 13-7 iconic victory over England. As a coach at club level, he won the European Cup with Wasps in 2007 and in the English Premiership in 2008. He also returned for a fourth Lions tour as head coach in 2009, a 2-1 defeat to South Africa, and worked as an assistant on the 2005 tour to New Zealand. Terenure College have announced legendary former New Zealand out-half Carlos Spencer as their new head coach. The Dublin club, who won the All-Ireland League in 2023, have appointed the 44-cap All-Black on a 3-year deal starting ahead of next season. The 49-year-old played most of his career with the Auckland Blues. He also had spells at Northampton and Gloucester in England. He worked as an assistant in Super Rugby with the Lions, Sharks and Hurricanes. Spencer coached the Blues women's team to the 2025 Super Rugby Aupiki title last month. And the All Black legend Jonah Lomu would have been 50 years old today. The man who lit up the 1995 and 1999 World Cups died in 2015 of a heart attack, which was linked to his chronic liver disease. And to end today's Rugby Daily, here are some commentaries of some of his iconic tries.
Wide to Lomu, he's got the bounce, he's handing it off his opposite. Lomu, a standing ovation, let's enjoy this again.
What a sensational start, Bishop did it well, he cleared the space, the ball went a little wide, but Lomu pushes off one, and then Carling comes at him, he puts him off, and then he goes straight over the top of the last defender, and scores a brilliant try.
Danger here, Cullen flips onto Lomu, Lomu steps outside, cuts inside, he's still not down, he's over!
Oh, I don't believe that. There must have been six Frenchmen trying to drag him down. Look at this, he just veers infield,
One, two, three, four, five Frenchmen trying to haul him down.
I'm David Wilson, that's your lot for today, and Cameron Hill will be back tomorrow with all the latest from the world of rugby. Thanks for listening.